Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on The Cosmic Connections. It's nice to be back. I know I was gone for the last 2 weeks, and I try not to normally do back-to-back weeks without a program, but I had some very, very important meetings, both with the last times with the principal that I'm involved with in the currency exchange. And again, I got some great, great updates. It's confirming what has been coming from four different sources. Everything is very close, and I think it's wrapped up best this way, saying the release of all these funds comes down to the agreements that are there with the United States and China. China says we're ready to go, and the United States is saying not yet. Now, we don't know what the event is that they're waiting for, but there's a major event that needs to take place before they'll do that. Now, in the discussions that I had with my principal, she got a call right from the very, very top. And when they say it's day-to-day based on certain parameters that are developing and taking place. So that's why, you know, when I said 3 or 4 weeks ago that the reports were that it's day-to-day, but yet it hasn't happened. We have to remember the release of funds is not about us. We are the benefactors at the very, very bottom of the totem pole. Because the release of this kind of money is about a change in the global economic scenario. And that's where it starts at the very top. And it's based on how that's going to affect that before these funds are released. And then as it filters down, it comes down to us. And as I said, we're kind of at the bottom of the totem pole of the priority of this process. So it's not about us. Other than that, folks, I don't have a whole lot to say other than what I have been saying is that all the principals are involved are saying, yes, it's very close. Yes, there's a specific event that's waiting to take place. Nobody is talking about what that event is. I don't know anybody who's hinting around on that, but they are all saying things are right on the edge. And this is basically, as I said, this is a global changing scenario. So then how does that fit in with what's going on? Now, first of all, let me say this. I haven't stopped, and I realize that Blanca won't be with us tonight. Periodically, you know, her and her husband have their own business. And periodically, they have jobs that come up where they have to stretch into the evening. So she won't be with us. And obviously, you can see that, yes, I'm in a hotel room. I'm basically in another place where I'm helping a friend move that needed some. Well, she's just been a good, good friend for a long time. And I said, hey, I'm going to come there and help you move. So moving is a big, big, huge scenario for most people. So and that's why, you know, I'm in a hotel room here this week. Now, where does all this fit in? I have sent some friends two videos that are done by a gentleman by the name of Cliff High. And yes, his name is spelled just like that, H-I-G-H. Cliff High. You can go to YouTube and you can put his name in the search and you will see his videos that will come up where he has been interviewed. He has also been interviewed by some others as well. Whenever Cliff High puts anything out, I want to listen to it. This guy fits right there at the top of the list of the people who are basically saying things are going to develop and take place. What is it about Cliff? He used to work for Microsoft, and so he was an expert in computer programming. Well, what he had done after he left the company, he developed a program that he can put parameters into it for a search, and it will go out and search everything that's going on out there in the internet. He has that type of internet connection where he can touch and connect with stuff all around the world, what's being discussed or what's being talked about on specific issues. And then that brings it back to him, and he has an algorithm built into it that it gives him a synopsis based on specific parameters of what is developing and taking place. An example about how good he is when he makes projections. We go back to the 2016 election of Trump versus Hillary Clinton. All the polls were saying Clinton was going to be up by 10 points. Everybody was saying that she was going to win. Hardly anybody was saying that Donald Trump was going to win. Cliff high, 3 months before the election, was already forecasting that Donald Trump was going to win that election by a landslide. He talked about the types of computers scenarios that happens in there. He talks about how that he can investigate stuff at what is called the UDP level of computer programming, and HTML, which is our internet, you know, type of situation, run top of that. So he's able, and he says, once that you have stuff at the UDP level, it can't be changed and it can't be erased. He talked about that the 2016 election even had election fraud issues involved in it, and they have the absolute hard evidence around that. Now, in this latest interview, again, he updates the same thing happened in the 2016 election. And he talked about that for a little bit on his recent interview. And then he went in and he talked about what's developing in the whole COVID-19 scenario along with the vaccines. Now, a lot of you have been reading a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of different, you know, prognosis and things that are going on out there. I've got my opinions. A lot of people have their own opinions. But I'm going to come back to talking about something that I have shared with you many, many, many times. And it goes back to the Neruda interviews that I talk about frequently that took place 21 years ago. And there were 5 interviews that were developed in there, and they are on my website if you want to read them. You click on, go to my website, click on the resources tab, and you'll see the Neruda interviews. That is one of the absolute best sources that I can find that describes the scenario that we are within our world, what we would call the deep state, the cabal, the Illuminati, whoever it is you want to call them, that really truly runs and controls everything that goes on in our world and how they do it. Neruda talks about that. Then he talks about that we're moving into this era where there's going to be what is called human 3.0. Now, he said human 1.0 was basically the Cro-Magnon, the caveman era. Human 2.0 was the Homo sapien era that we're in with whole lots of upgrades along the way. And then he talks about we are right on the verge of moving into what is called human 3.0, a whole new scenario of humanity and its consciousness. But in that human 3.0, there's going to be two types. One type is what is called the sovereign integral. These are people that are highly conscious. They are fully aware that it is their behaviors that determines the things that they experience. They clearly understand that our thoughts create everything that we experience in this world, and it all has to do with the energy of the thoughts that we are producing. The other part of human 3.0 is what is called the transhumanist agenda. And this is where the cabal come in, and they basically create transhumans. Humans that are also programmed by machines and computers, and they're not a truly human. And it's the new form of what I call their type of slavery and control over humanity. And folks, Cliff High and I are on the same page of that. That is what is happening. We are seeing the very first steps of this transhumanist agenda control through what is basically the putting out there by the fear factor of the COVID, along with the vaccines. Now, what Cliff will tell you, and there's many others that are saying the same stuff, but I'm referring to Cliff because he's the one that summarizes it the best. In the vaccines, there are what are called the spike proteins. And these are very, very serious. Cliff, now I'm telling you what he is saying. Cliff is projecting the people who have taken the vaccines and have the spike proteins within them that there are going to be hundreds of millions of people that are going to die from that. And he's saying we're going to start seeing that within the next month or two. Now that, folks, is a catastrophic, almost an Armageddon type of scenario. If he is right, and there's lots of other people that are saying that he is, this is basically the biggest major change and shift that's happening to humanity in thousands and thousands of years, to have that many people taken care of. Any of you that have been listening to what is called the New World Order, the Davos Forum groups, they have been very clear saying that they basically want to depopulate the earth. They want to get rid of billions and billions of people here on the planet. Klaus Schwab is the head of the Davos Forum. He's written a book that he even says that is one of their goals. And so here we're seeing this happening. Now, let me take a step further in this. If we're going to find that many people starting to die, that is going to create absolute chaos. And it's going to create a huge, what I said, an Armageddon type of an event. And you can imagine people going absolutely bonkers and crazy over that. Now, remember, I'm saying if this happens, as Cliff says, but the thing is, Cliff High is usually very correct and right at the things that he projects. He's very, very careful about how he does this. He doesn't say this flippantly. He backs it up with the hard evidence of what's happening, what's taking place, and what's developing, what people are talking about. And he has access to information taking place on the internet that is not available to the public. That's the type of program that he's developed to be able to get this type of information. So in essence, when people are communicating, certain people communicating privately with each other, he has access to tap into their emails and see how they're privately communicating, thinking that it's not getting out to the public. This is what he does. And so that's a catastrophic scenario. Now, it's extremely important for us, regardless of what is going to happen or does transpire, that we not fall into the low energy vibration of anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, and attack upon those who may have brought that around. We have to remind ourselves, and I've talked about this many, many times, the energy of our thoughts is what creates the world that we will experience. And the energy is dependent upon the vibrational frequency of your thoughts. Anger, fear, anxiety, hatred are all very, very low energy thoughts. And if that's what you're putting out in what is called the law of attraction, that like energy attracts like energy events, you will bring all of that back upon yourself. Whatever you're projecting out, you're going to bring back upon yourself. And most of you know that I'm a very firm believer in understanding the Course in Miracles, and it talks about the need to always be in the state of forgiveness. What is that? A shift in perception. So instead of seeing the world with fear and anger and hatred for a scenario like this developing, what we have to do is let it be, let it go, rise above it. Remember what Neruda and the others say, the world is a holographic illusion. It's only what you create it to be is what you are going to experience. Don't create and add to the drama that's going to be developing. What we get to do is rise above it, let it be. Now, let me take another twist at this scenario of possibly hundreds of millions, and not even close to a billion people dying from this. I remember reading, 10, 12 years ago, by a number of different sources saying that we were moving into the era of what was called the 2012 shift. This massive shift of consciousness and energy taking place on planet Earth. You go back 150, 200, 300 years, you can see we were kind of flat as humanity. And then we started going through this massive expansion 100 to 150 years ago. And that was an expansion that was taking place mostly in product development, you know, machine development of machines, et cetera, and in moving into that type of world and how it changed things for us. And at the 2012 shift, we were going to move into another step of higher consciousness, higher sense of awareness, higher sense of understanding, and a higher sense of knowing. What I said that there were really massive numbers of souls that came and incarnated on Earth to help us make it through this 2012 shift. Because a lot of people were saying they didn't know if we were going to go into another catastrophic Atlantis event and destroy the Earth, or if we were going to make it through, in essence, kind of move into a new sense and a new era. Well, what's happened is we did make it through. We made the shift. We didn't create the Atlantis event. Well, what was being written 10 to 12 years ago, that there were massive amounts of souls saying, okay, we came here, we did our job, we helped the humans make it through the 2012 scenario, we've done our job, it's time to leave. It's time for us to go. In essence, at the soul level, at the level of the soul, they're saying, we came here, we did our job, and so it's time for us to move on to somewhere else. And when you have a massive migration of souls leaving planet Earth, what does that mean? You're going to have a massive number of people dying. I was in a discussion with a friend today, and we were talking about this. And she had said that, you know, we've heard that, and we've been hearing that for years, but we didn't know how it was going to happen. And it may be that is where we are. If this develops, as Cliff High says it is, and we might see this developing and starting in the next month or two, it's extremely important that we rise above the low energy, hateful drama, and acknowledge this is a conscious decision at the level of the souls, where they have allowed themselves to step into this scenario. They have freely, at the level of the soul, they have acknowledged by taking the vaccine that it is going to be what is going to help them in the transition to leave and move on. That's a higher consciousness perspective on what may be coming our way. Now, how does the currency exchange fit into this? If what Cliff High is saying, if we're going to have millions of people either dying or becoming extremely ill from the spike proteins in the vaccines, it means we are going to have millions of people who are not going to be able to work. That means there are going to be millions of people who are not going to be able to do their part in making the economy progress and move through. Which this means is we could go into a massive economic collapse because the machine of money, people working, manufacturing, and buying and purchasing goods falls apart. I personally believe there's a very high probability that might be one of the things that they're waiting for. Because if the economy goes through a massive collapse and falls apart because of the spike protein issue in the vaccines that are being pushed and pushed and pushed upon us, the funds being released for the bond and currency exchanges comes in and replaces that and allows us to still have somewhat of a financial stability. But here's what it does. The financial collapse means that the cabal controllers of the world finances, their money is losing its power, and we, the common people, are stepping in to replace that. They, in essence, become neutered, and this money being released is going to create a new system of an economic parity around the world. At the end of the day, We have to realize and remember the opportunity to exchange these currencies and receive a large amount of money is not about you and me getting rich. It's not about that. There's a bigger picture in this process. There's a bigger picture in the purpose. There's a bigger picture in its in what it's supposed to do. And it's all designed to allow us to have it and then go spending that money to generate an economic flow throughout the world with clean, fresh money that is not controlled by our deep state cabal-controlled system. That's a very high probable scenario that we got coming our way. I cannot emphasize how important it is to take the time to learn how to go into deep meditation, to keep yourself calm, to keep yourself at peace, to keep your thought vibrations high, and have lots of what's called an attitude of forgiveness and humility through this whole process, if this is going to start developing, as Cliff High says. Now, is that exact? I don't know. I can't tell you that. I think there's a very high probability that it can. We have never, ever, ever been in a scenario where we've had the whole planet under fear at the same time from a, quote, virus, and then followed up by the systems, the complete controlled systems all around the world pushing a vaccine that by legal definition is not a vaccine. It's an experimental injection is what it is. It hasn't been proven. Anytime that you and I get a vaccine, you can always basically, or any type of, you know, a pharmaceutical, you can open up the sheet and you can read all of the ingredients. And if you notice the vaccines, nobody knows what's in them except the people who have tested it quietly. The companies that are putting the vaccines up, they don't publish to the public what are the ingredients, what it is doing. The mainstream media has been totally silent about the problem of spike proteins that are coming out of the vaccines. But yet, there are enough professional doctors, medical experts, scientists that will all tell you this is serious. This is very, very serious. At the end of the day, folks, when you start to understand and realize the world we live in is a product of our own thoughts, it's a holographic illusion, it is not real, and we are creating the reality, and it's what we choose to believe is what happens and what you experience in your life. When a catastrophic drama comes up in front of us, we get to choose how we're going to respond. We get to choose what we're going to believe. I'm going to remind myself, this is just a dream. It's a holographic illusion. It's not real. I am not going to allow myself to fall into the fear. I'm not going to allow myself to fall into the drama. I've said this many times. I am going to be an observer of the drama and not a participant. I'll just let it be. And I'm going to keep myself in a state of peace, calmness, and project all of that into the people that I am dealing with. And there's a very high probability this could be the scenario that we've been waiting for these funds to be released. Folks, with that, that's about all I wanted to share tonight. I didn't have any reason to go into a long program tonight. I just wanted to basically do kind of a recap of, you know, what's happening in the past. I'm getting solid, you know, very strong reports, you know, again, from my principal person and the currency exchange and my brokers, and they're all on the same page saying the same thing, is that it's very close. We don't know what it is that they're waiting for, but it could happen any day. I need to remind you that all of you that are in round one with me, it will take a month or two when this first process starts before it gets down to us. And then round one has to be totally finished and complete before we can start moving into round two of taking in the currencies. But that's where we are as of now. I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. And I think because Blanca is not here tonight, folks, I'm going to pass up on taking any phone calls tonight. If you've got anything that's urgent that you feel you want to communicate with me, send me an email. Just send me an email, and I'll respond to that, okay? With that, I think we're ready to call it a night, and I want to thank everybody for being with me here tonight. Thanks a lot. Okay.